So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Yutes said, Melech lo yitana beikra. The Torah does not repeat the requirement of salting the mincha before burning it. The Gemara now questions this premise. The pasuk says, V'chol korban minchascha b'melech temlach, v'leisashpis melech bris lekecha mikol minchasa, al kol korban chatakir melech. In this one pasuk, the Torah repeats the requirement of salting several times. The Gemara answers that these are not considered repetitions, because they teach us exactly which korbanos require melech, as we see in the following brisa. Ilu nemu korban b'melech, shemeya ne'afila eitzim b'dam sh'nekru korban. If the Torah would only mention the word korban, I would include blood and wood in this halacha, since they are also referred to as a korban. David, the pasuk specifies mincha, and we expound, ma mincha miyuchedes, sh'acherim boin chayvan la, avkol sh'acherim boin chayvan la. We only sold korbanos that are similar to menachas in that they require other items, such as wood, to burn them, but we did not sold blood and wood, which do not require other wood to burn them. Now, we might think to expound, ma mincha miyuchedes shemateres avkol shemater avidam shemater. Blood is similar to the kaimitz in that it permits other parts of the korban, and so we should salt blood as well. Therefore, the pasuk says, mi'al minchascha, and we expound, v'loi mi'al damcha, menachas b'na blood. Also, yachate mincha kula tu'una melech. I might think that the entire mincha requires salt, not only the kaimitz. Therefore, the pasuk also mentions korban to teach us, korban to'in melech, ve'in mincha kula tu'una melech. Only the kaimitz, the part that is sacrificed, requires salt, but the entire mincha does not require salt. Also, halavoyna vakteris minchas kahanim u'minchas koyin mashiach u'minchas nesachim imur chatas v'imur ashan v'imur kachim v'imur kachim kalim v'vori oila v'oila sa'if. We also salt all parts of karbanos that are burned in the mizbech, such as the levoyna, the menachas that are burned completely, the imurim of all karbanos, and the limbs of oilas, because the pasuk adds al kol karban chatakiv melech, including all such karbanos. The Gemara elaborates on these drashas. We might have thought karban klal u'mincha prat. The Torah first writes the word korban, a general term including all items that are burned on the mizbech, and then the word mincha, specifying only the kaimitz. Therefore, klal u'prat, ein b'chlal al masha b'prat, mincha in midachrin ilay. The rule in such instances is that the specific term limits the general term, and we would only salt a mincha. Therefore, the Brayse explains, al kol korban chochaz v'kol. The final phrase in the pasuk is another general term, and so klal u'prat a klal, yatadon el kein prat. In such instances, we include all items that are similar to the prat. Therefore, we say, Maha prat mefur shacherim boin chayvala, avkol shacherim boin chayvala. We only sold karbanos that are similar to menachas in that they require other items such as wood to burn them. But we do not sold blood and wood, which do not require other wood to burn them. The Gemara points out that we could have expounded differently. Maha prat mefur shacherim boin chayvala umateres, avkol shacherim boin chayvala umateres. We sold all karbanos that are similar to menachas and that they require other items such as wood to burn them and in that they permit other parts of the karban. And so, levoina bo bebezichin deshar yalechem avo midachrin yalai. We would only include the spoonful of levoina that were burned because they're also a matter. They permit the eating of the lechem upon them. But we would not include items that are only similar in that they are burned with wood if they do not permit other parts of a karban. The Gemara answers, "Mide itzruch ma'al mentchascha v'loy ma'al damcha mechlal dahanach kulu asa b'chad tzad." Since the pasuk specifically excluded blood, which is a matter, but is not burned with wood, we see that the pasuk does include items that are only similar in one way. However, the Gemara questions further, "Ve'ema me'al mentchascha v'loy ma'al ivarecha." Perhaps the klal uprata klal includes blood, which is also a matter, and does not include other items that are not a matter, even though they are burned with wood, such as the limbs of a korban. The Gemara contrasts these two possibilities. On the one hand, Evarm havalei l'rabuye. We should include limbs that are burned on the mizbeach because they're similar to menachas in the following ways. Acherim boin chayvelo kamaisa. They're also burned with wood. Ishim kamaisa. They're also consumed by the fire on the mizbeach. Bachutz kamaisa. They're also offered outside of the heichel, while zrik of the blood is sometimes performed inside the heichel. Neiser kamaisa. One is liable for eating them as neiser if they are left over like menachas. Tuma kamaisa. One is liable for eating them b'tuma if they become defiled like menachas. Me'ila kamaisa, one is liable for me'ila for eating them, like menachas. On the other hand, dam havalei l'rabuye, we should include dam because it is similar to a mincha in the following ways. Matr kamaisa, it permits other parts of the carbon like a mincha. And nifsel b'shkiyas achama kamaisa, it becomes disqualified at sunset like a mincha. However, the Gemara determines hanach nafishin, evam have more similarities to menachas than does dam. The Braisa mentioned eitz and ikri carbon. Donations of wood are called karbanas. However, the Gemara points out, man shamat lei rebi. Rebbe is the one who refers to wood as a korban, and yet l'Rebbe mebayu bayu melech. Rebbe disagrees with this brisa and holds that wood does require salt, even though it does not require other wood to burn it, as we see in the following brisa. Rabbi Amar ate some carbon minchahin, between in melech, between hagasha. A donation of wood has the halacha of a carbon mincha, and it requires salt and touching the corner of the mizbech. And Rava and Rav Papa added, Ladivi Rabbi, etzim to in the kemitza, etzim tzrichin etzim. According to Rabbi, it also requires a kemitza, and other wood is brought to burn it. The Gemara answers, Apik etzim va'ayl nesachim. We must change the wording of the brisa. It does not exclude wood, but rather nesachim, and since wine is not burned, it is not salted. The Gemara cites a brisa that expounds the klal protocol differently. Shmuel b'noi shabriyachim b'mereka oimar, maha prat mefurish, davishim mekabel tumma, va'ayl le'ishim, a mincha susceptible to tumma is burned on the mizbeach and offered solely on the Adam mizbeach, and so only items that are similar in all three regards are salted. Therefore, yatzu etzim she'im makabim tumma, we exclude wood because it is not susceptible to tumma. Yatzu dam v'yayin she'in oilim le'ishim, we exclude blood and wine because they're not burnt. And yatzu keteres she'ina al mizbeach hachitzin, we exclude keteres because they are offered on the inner mizbeach.